Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hi, guys. We are back. I know you missed me.
I mean, I did for sure.
Yeah. I still haven't heard your other podcast with your girlfriends. Yeah. I did hear the one with your girlfriend that moved to Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And let me just tell you, she is like a freaking natural storyteller.
Yeah.
And I wanted to listen to more of her.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
So you've actually met her before.
Yes. And I loved her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
she's awesome.
But I have to, so two other friends that you've had on?
No, I had, so the last two episodes were with my girlfriend Jenny, and I went to college with her, but she's traveled literally all over the world.
Gotcha.
And she lived in China.
China.
And she taught English in China. She worked for Disney first there.
Gotcha.
Shit show. And then she moved to Vietnam and taught English there.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure she had lots to talk about. Okay. Well, I'm excited to listen to this. Yeah.
And guess what, guys? She's a liberal. We do not see the same as far as politics go. But it's crazy. You could still be friends with people like that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, wild.
Well, we've got some stuff to talk about today because we were just given all sorts of material from recent events.
Yeah.
So let's touch on that.
Yeah, we realized I don't have deodorant on. I forgot that today.
So. I'm wearing mine, but I don't have my eyebrows or eyelashes or other makeup on. I'm wearing my daughter's shoes, and I'm wearing yoga pants with paint on them. I just want to give you a good visual, but I do have deodorant on, so.
You're actually doing a little bit better than
me.
I quite frequently forget to put deodorant on. It's the weirdest thing, and I don't know why.
So quick story time. So, when I do my interior design installs, there is something where I stress sweat. It's something I've learned about myself since I started this job, but I'm not even like, I'm not working out. I'm not doing anything strenuous. I'm literally just moving items around and then taking photos. Okay. I stress sweat beyond.
Really?
It is so intense. And then I turn red all over my body. And so by the time I'm finished, I get in the car and I feel like I just hiked a mountain trying to save, you know, a whole orphanage, you know, along the way. I mean, I'm mentally and physically exhausted. And I look at myself in the rearview mirror. I'm like, why am I so red? Why am I sweating? Why do I smell like that? And so the last install that I did a couple days ago for this little boys' room, I was mainly taking photos and I just bought like three items. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put deodorant on, and I could not believe I had BO like that before. Like, I didn't even know that was possible. And like, her husband was helping like hang shelves and stuff, and I'm like trying to stay away because I could like feel it happening. I'm like, oh my god, it's happening. Like, I have to get out of this. I'm smelling this, because if I can smell it, that means somebody else can smell it. So when I got home, I told Eric, I'm like, it was like a nightmare. He goes, babe, I'm going to go get you some deodorant. I don't want that ever happening to you again. I was like, thank you.
You didn't just have like a little one in the car.
Excuse me. I need to go get a pit stick on.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
But yeah, it's weird. I've never stress sweated. Like, any sort of stressful situation, I never did. And what I'm doing is not stressful. I'm just concentrating. So maybe it's concentrating sweat. I don't know. It's really weird.
I think you just know, like, people are going to, like, you're doing this to make people's houses pretty. Like, you know, you're and people are going to look at it. So it's not like you're doing something and people aren't going to look at it every single day.
Like, because I'm so nervous. You know what that reminds me of is, so my first name is Mary Catherine. Reminds me of Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Oh,
where
yeah.
She's like, puts her hands in her armpits and she's like, stop. Like, that's what it's like. Oh my god.
So I do anyway. That when I kind of get like in like if I am in a situation where I don't where I f- like if I'm talking to somebody who's very well educated and I know it's going to get go into a deep conversation because yeah. that's what I'm known for and I'm like I don't know if I have all my ducks in a row or if some like if I'm talking to a doctor and I feel intimidated by the conversation
you're like, I'm worried how you're gonna yeah. come across and maybe yeah. that's what it is like I'm so worried that like how my work is gonna be perceived or come across that I'm like taking it so personally that my whole body like just starts to expel the water out the pits down the boobs like get hot flashes I mean I don't know it's so odd but anyway so that's new I don't maybe I'm turning 38 and that's just like a hormonal thing I don't know so anyway so there's that
yeah that's yeah. fun so yeah I don't have deodorant on I don't normally get stinky but I'm smelling my armpits right now I mean, it does smell a little spicy in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But ever since I got COVID, it doesn't smell the same as, like, BO used to smell. There's a different smell with everybody. So, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, so remember how I told you? So, we're obviously going off yeah. on a tangent again, because that's what we do.
New.
But we'll get to the current events. So, remember how I was telling you girls when we were together that one night for Valentine's Day? I'm like, oh my God, I'm worried I have diabetes.
Yeah.
When I pee, I smell, and it took me a while to like nail down the exact smell, but it smells like raspberry chocolate cake.
I mean, that's delicious.
So, I don't like raspberry chocolate cake, but every time, like, it doesn't matter if I drink water all day long. It doesn't matter if I drink beer. It doesn't matter if I drink like wine. I don't eat sweets. I am like a cheese and salty person. But whatever it is, even if it's a small amount of pee or a large amount of pee, it is like an overwhelming aroma. So of course, when I go online and you look up like pee smells,
yeah.
that falls in line with diabetes. Yeah. And so I went and I got tested, and thank God I was negative. They did the little blood test thing, and if you did have it within 3 months, it would show up. So yep. I didn't have it. But I just went in for my gyno appointment, and I was telling her about it. And she goes, you know, maybe it's like, have you had COVID? And I said, yeah. And she goes, well, maybe you're... your smell has just changed with urine. I'm like, to raspberry cheese or to raspberry chocolate cake? Like, so she goes, you're going to love this. She goes, well, have you had anybody else smell your pee? I was like, I'm not really that type of girl.
I mean, I would smell it.
And she goes, have your husband smell it? I'm like, you don't understand. Like, there's the women that will say, babe, taste my breast milk, you know, or like yeah. smell my pee. Like, that's just not who I am. But of course, when I get home and I'm telling him this, it was like, would you smell my pee? And he's like, I guess. I'm like, I'm gonna go get a cup. And I go to get a glass cup, and he was like, no, we have to drink out of that. Get a solo cup. I was like, right. So I grab a solo cup, go in there, I fill the sucker up, and I have to like cover my hand over it because he's still in the living room. So I have to like walk this out to the living room, and it's like warm, and so I'm smelling it, and I can still smell it, but it's weird when you have to like smell hot pee.
Yeah.
And I kind of gag a little bit, and I'm like, he's going to gag. Bring it over to him, and I'm like, okay, ready, 1, 2, and he's like, wait a second, don't move it quick, I don't want it to splash. He goes, I'll come to it. So then I uncover it, and he's like, I don't smell anything. And I'm like, you waited too long to smell it. Like, it's there. And then I smell it, and I can't smell anymore. So I'm like, okay, the aroma has left. Like, I don't know. So I don't know if I need to bring him in there with me to smell
the raspberry chocolate cake.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, when you've been together for, you know, like 16 years, this is the shit that you do together. You smell each other's pee.
I mean, I would do that. So when we're hanging out next time, be like, Janessa,
But it really is like a, when you have to smell hot urine.
Yeah.
That's not, I feel like cold urine would be fine, but when I smell, I'm like, huh?
Yeah. Urine in general. Like, yeah. And men's urine smells different than women's.
Yeah. Eric is like frothy. Cause like I've seen when I've gone in there and he hasn't flushed or something and there's like froth on it. It looks like beer was just poured in there.
I think it's from like higher level too. I don't know. Or maybe like the projectile. I don't know.
But then you look up stuff and it has something to do with prostate. And I'm like, So I don't know.
Dr. Google.
We need to just, every time. Everybody needs to check their pee.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this right now, just check your pee. Smell your pee. See if it seems
let's
normal.
Let's not take any further than that though. Like just smell it and that's it. Okay.
So with COVID, I mean, I didn't even think of that. That maybe that's what it is, but that would be a really weird.
I don't know. Well, but it's certain things. So like armpits smell different to me, and then urine smells different, but it doesn't smell like raspberry faucet.
What does it smell like?
I don't know. And I told Alan, I just say that it smells like COVID. I don't know how to explain it.
Smells like COVID.
Yeah, it's not like a bad smell. It just smells different.
What, you know what I just thought of is the song by Kurt Cobain, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Should do with it. Like, smells like COVID.
Somebody should do a remake of that.
I know.
That would be good. Everybody would get it. I mean, maybe not the youngins like Travis. But
yeah. Travis, do you know Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, I love Kurt Cobain.
Okay, good.
I mean, you could probably be like his sibling. Don't you think Travis could be related to him?
I don't think so.
Probably just because of the hair.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like recently, not discovered Kurt Cobain, but my dad was like a Nirvana fan. And when I was home like last year, we started watching like, we watched like a 3-hour Kurt Cobain documentary or something. And then I was pretty hooked after that. So I'm a big fan.
I brought my kids to go in front of his house in Aberdeen, Washington, because we're from Washington. And it was on our way to Seabrook. And so we're like, you guys, you have to see where this legend like grew up. And they're like, wait, who's Kurt Cobain? We're like, that's it. So then Eric and I were just like blasting Nirvana like the whole trip. And so, yeah, so we got him hooked. So.
And they had kids, right? Like, I don't know anything about what.
So they have the one girl, but they called her Bean. Is it Frances?
I think so.
I think that's her name. And she's beautiful. I mean, my God, he was like drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wifey, what's her name? Why can't I
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. She's like, she looked like a tranny the whole time, but that's
well,
just
she's
my,
been a train wreck, I mean, since I can remember.
Yeah. I mean, he was too, but he was still pretty to look at.
Do you think she murdered him?
I don't know because I don't know the
don't
whole
really know the story well enough. I don't really know where that all came from.
I don't think so. I think they were so obsessed with each other and like understood each other. I don't know. I do remember like when he died. I don't know if it was because with Washington, everything there was the grunge culture. It was a big deal. And oh man, when he passed away, and I was like in middle school, I was in fifth grade, I think. And kids were lined up at my school, at both of my brother's schools, for the counselor's office because like nobody could handle it. Like his music was just
life.
Yeah, it was everything. So, yeah, we needed to make sure that our kids, you know,
knew who he was.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a tragedy.
I loved Nirvana too.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam, Nirvana. Mm-hmm. We are really going down some rabbit holes right now.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to be able to remember the name of the song. I don't know. When my cup's already overfilled, I'm going hungry.
Oh, yeah. But that's not him. That's,
No, I know that's not Kurt Cobain, but who is it that just
my gosh.
He was killed, but they said he died of an overdose. Oh, my God. Why can't we think of this?
Alice in Chains?
No. Hold on. I gotta look it up. Gotta look it up. So, now that, like, I'm woke...
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing.
But
woke in what sense?
In the Republican sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like the Fall of Cabal and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. So ever since that, when I listened to that song, I was like, holy shit, he's talking about like the kids and adrenochrome.
Yeah.
And holy crap. Like, you got to look at the lyrics. And then once you put those two together, you just, wow. Yeah. All of a sudden, a song that made no sense, when you listened to it a million times growing up, it all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Okay, now I have to look it up. Keep talking. I'm going to look.
I'm just trying to think of who that was. It's not Alice in Chains?
I feel like. Why is my phone not working in here?
I feel like it was.
Are you able to look anything up?
Yeah, I can look it up.
I'm going hungry. What's this?
Yeah, just type that in and I'm sure it will come up.
Maybe I can Google now. Hold on. Nope.
Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam.
Is it Pearl Jam? Oh, we just said that. Eddie Vedder.
Yeah. Right? I'm going hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was them. I should know this. I think it's them.
Yeah, Pearl Jam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, who was his dad? His dad was... So, no, that was... So, that was Chris Cornell.
Jeff Ament? Ament?
No, Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell is not Pearl Jam. He was...
with Chris Cornell.
Oh, my gosh. Why can I not remember? I literally see...
He wrote it. Last song recorded. Chris Cornell...
Hell.
It's not Alice in
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden.
Yeah, another Seattle one.
Yep. That's it.
But he wrote songs for everyone.
Yeah. He was good.
Soundgarden.
I mean, all of them were good. I still love Pearl Jam. Because Eddie Vedder's not dead. Is he?
No, he wasn't
dead.
No, so it was
Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put lyrics. I'm just going to read some of them. It's crazy. So, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence, but I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. So, that's talking about not wanting to feed on these babies that they would sacrifice, you know, with the adrenochrome and all of that that's supposed to give people power and youthfulness and all the things. And they're farming babies while slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I don't know why I'm singing it. But I'm going hungry. And so he's saying, like, I'm not going to participate. This is the shit that he was growing up with. And then, let's see, where else does it go? But it's on the table. The fire's cooking. They're farming babies, blah, 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 blah. A lot of I'm going hungry.
A lot of I'm going hungry. So he was declaring he's just not doing it.
So, anyways, I just thought it was very interesting.
Well, that's Hollywood for you.
Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about the current events with Will Smith. So, this is a very, like, we definitely need to talk about it because with Janessa having alopecia and everybody all up in air because, you know, she has it and has talked about it. So, what is your perspective? What's your opinion on whether it was right or wrong? How do you feel about it?
God, I have so much to say. I don't know how to verbalize this, but so, I feel like the whole thing was staged. I find it very strange that Will had such an issue with that, but they have an open marriage. Like, he lets other dudes bang his wife.
Yeah. Somebody else's dick can be inside of his wife, but you can't talk about her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock is a comedian. Will Smith is a comedian.
And he was laughing when he first said it until he saw his wife, like, roll her eyes. Then it was like, oh,
it's not funny. The whole thing was really weird to me. And I am not minimizing. So there's been so many questions, like people from the alopecia community and people outside of it saying that she doesn't have alopecia, that she just shaved her head. When you have alopecia, you have visible bald spots. So, and she doesn't.
Right. And then you should not see, like, the hair follicles everywhere.
Yeah.
So
if you shave your head, even if you shave your head, there will be visible patches that are like my head. Like, yeah. I have not one speck of hair. So
I remember your first losing hairs too. Like, right. There's a it's noticeable.
Yeah.
So even if your head was shaved, you still would have seen those spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's that question, whether she even has alopecia or she's doing it. Because then, when you look at the larger picture, Pfizer was one of the big sponsors of the Oscars, and they are releasing an alopecia drug, ironically, coming up soon.
Stop it. I did not know that.
They sure are. So, again, you just ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. I think when it happened, before I even started looking into all this, I was like, first of all, I can't stand Hollywood. I didn't watch the Oscars, nor would I ever. It's one of the most boring fucking shows I've ever seen.
And I didn't pull it up until I saw somebody post about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, Eric, come look at this.
Well, Alan showed me, and he's like, damn. I was like, this makes me feel super uncomfortable, number one, because Chris Rock is a comedian.
Yeah, he's supposed to, and it was not it wasn't really a demeaning joke, no. In my opinion. Like, first of all, have you watched G.I. Jane? She's a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't...
Yeah.
To me, it wasn't a dig, but maybe some people in the alopecia world would take that as a dig. I don't know. I mean, everything about that film was empowerment of women, so whatever.
When my mom first lost her hair, that was like our family joke, was we called her G.I. Jane.
Oh,
like,
see?
Like, my mom like gave herself the nickname, I think. We thought it was hilarious. It was just a joke. Oh,
see? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, when I saw that, I think Jada has always had, recently, she's always had very, very, very short hair. So to always. Me, she doesn't even look very different with the shaved head.
I don't think so either.
And it's not even bicked. Like, bick your head. You think that tiny amount of hair doesn't make a difference? It does.
A huge difference, yeah.
It does. So, you know, I watched it. I was like, this makes me feel super uncomfortable. Will acted like a fucking child.
Total douchebag.
Yeah. He just acted like so self-righteous. And, you know, 15 minutes ago, someone sent me another clip about how he's talking about love and peace. And I want just, you know, I'm just trying to
gag me with a stick. This is all like, oh, your PR person's like, that was a mistake.
Well, that was prior. That was prior to this, him then.
Oh, gotcha. I thought this was after.
Chris Rock.
Gotcha.
So my first gut instinct was like, wow, that was really childish.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, does he beat his wife? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, and then I told Alan, in
public.
So I understand. Alan saw what I went through, so maybe he was harboring, you know, I'm trying to look at it from all different avenues.
Right.
Like, maybe he was harboring those emotions, like he saw what she went through. She does, again, she doesn't have patches, so
mm-hmm.
you don't, you know,
she's not like actively going through some big... I don't know.
Yeah. There's different hair losses, but alopecia, you have very specific spots. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're diagnosing her wrong and she's got like the hair loss in the front.
What's the scar on her head? Like,
so someone mentioned that to me too. Your hair doesn't fall out like that. Yeah. It falls out in circular patterns.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. So then we have to take a step back. They are all actors. This is what they do for a living, mm-hmm. is they play different people.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not feel genuine. It feels super fucking fake. I think that it's so dumb that people are even talking about this. Why don't we talk about the fact that they just admitted that this was Hunter Biden's laptop? Like, let's talk about real shit that's happening, so, not her fucking hair loss.
So I was thinking that too, like, okay, what are they trying to distract us from? And obviously Hunter Biden's laptop is a huge topic right now, but let's just blow smoke on the fire elsewhere so that we can, you know, redirect the attention. It's constant. Like, why you never know what the hell is actually going on, because they do their best to keep you as distracted as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know. So I've talked to her about her before, Tulsi Gabbard, and she's a Democrat out of Hawaii. She's phenomenal. I've listened to her on Joe Rogan's podcast with Jocko, and she does not like Trump. Mm-hmm. She's been vocal about that, but she's very classy woman. Like, she's a class act. She was a veteran. And she has been speaking out about what's going on with Ukraine and several other things, and they are banning her on social media now. And I'm like, welcome to the club. It does not matter what side you stand on anymore. It's a elite thing, and they're going to do whatever they can to control it. So, you know, you like look at all the people who are intertwined with the Ukraine, like George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He's got family over there. We've got, what the fuck his name in Utah, Mormon guy. Oh, my God. Mitt Romney, his son, involved with the Ukraine.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. So it's right, left, all of them.
Well, Ukraine has the largest child sex trafficking center in the entire world.
Yeah.
In the entire world. So, of course, these elites that have been mixed up in it, they don't want things to get broken up there. That is like, that is a huge moneymaker there.
Right.
So, I don't know. When you have Putin that is... he's going after George Soros. He put a what on Hillary and Biden, mm-hmm. and what was the word?
He's banning them from basically coming into Russia.
No, but he put something else on them. Mm-hmm. What's the word? I can't find words today.
Neither can I.
Okay.
So he put something on them.
Do I have to seriously Google a word?
Katie and I are just having a day.
Oh, guys. If you guys only knew, like, walked in here with... I have a third of my brain with me today. Sorry. They put a thingamabob, you know, one of those. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I feel like... my gut instinct was like, that was really weird. It felt... not original and not appropriate. And then I started thinking, well, what is going on? Like, what are they trying to distract us from? Like, look at how much publicity this is getting.
Oh my God, I know.
And it's was the stupidest joke. It was, to me, not offensive. G.I. Jane, okay, she doesn't have her hair. Like, having alopecia is a very real thing. I've been through it. It is traumatizing, especially as a woman. And then they started making it a whole black thing. Oh, well, the black community is oppressed enough.
Oh, what? My God.
And I'm like, yeah, let him black.
Let him be a black. Word.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's crazy. I don't know.
It's not. It's distract. So it was very disingenuous and super fucking annoying. And I commented on it on my social media once, and that's it.
Yeah,
I see some of the memes are hilarious, and all my counterparts are like posting all kinds of like skincare memes, which are hilarious, and I want to do it, but I'm like, I'm not going to give any of my energy to that.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the other things is that, like the deeper meaning of the G.I. Jane thing was that, in the movie, she cheated on her husband with this younger guy, and that she also did too with that guy, August.
Oh, that's way funnier than I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they have an open relationship, though, so is that cheating?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't actually open before. Maybe she just did her thing.
I think it's only open on one side.
I think so, too.
I think it was like, you're cheating on me, and then he's like, well, can we just have an open relationship? And he's like, I guess, and it's like, okay.
Sure, so
it's
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think Will Smith is... out there with other girls, maybe, but
dude, she was with Tupac. She said that that Tupac was her only love. Like,
was she?
Yes.
I mean, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, the dude
I think
she was with recently was one of her son's friends, and he's like a rapper. He's like 24 or something.
August.
Oh my God.
He's young.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he was friends with Jaden Smith. And that was like how they met or whatever. It was like through her son's friend, and I was like, ugh.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
That's so gross. I mean, oh, God, that's just creepy. And then their daughter, have you seen her newest music video? I have nothing against gay, homosexual, trans. You live your life. But her video of her, you should look on her Instagram, like on Willow Smith's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck, it's just fucking weird. They're all weird. They're weird. And again, I'm not religious, so it's just like this satanic, weird, her and this chick are like rolling around on this car making out. They're in this car making out. They both have shaved heads.
Hold, please.
Yeah, it's just wild.
It's called Purge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Willow Smith.
Yeah. It's not even like an art type thing. It's just everybody's wanting this attention. It's wild, and it's crazy, and again, distract, distract, distract.
Ew, her stuff is like, just on her main squares, looks all very satanic.
Yeah, you should watch some of the videos.
Emo is very in right now.
Oh, God.
I can't.
It's a lot darker than like 90s emo, though.
Yes.
Like way more creepy and satanic.
Well, and in 90s, we didn't call them emos. We called them skaters and grunge. You know, it was just, the skaters had their hacky sacks out and they were smoking pot. And
it also wasn't cool. Like, I mean, it was, I guess. It was like kind of trendy and stuff.
I think it was cool.
I know everyone talks about it. Like, everyone's trying to be fake emo now, kind of, I guess. Like,
yeah, it's weird. I don't know. My kids say that there's like, there are emo kids at their school, like bark at you and are just really freaking weird.
That's just, yeah. And so
I don't even want to look at her stuff. It's just, it's
weird, right?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, but that's why when he reacted to this, I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. Yeah. That was a lame ass joke.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any harm in that.
Well, and wouldn't you yell, shut the fuck up, like, before you slap? No, you just get up and you do your little stroll, and then you do a bitch ass slap, by the way. And then you sit down, and then you...
Yeah, and then Chris Rock doesn't even, like, oh my God, like, hold his face. He doesn't look shocked. He's laughing.
Well, I thought it was... So, part of me feels like it wasn't, because I kept watching... When I watched it over and over, because I was trying to see his reaction, because my thought was, like, is this freaking real? Chris Rock, he was like, oh, I could go there, right? Like, that guy is witty. Very witty, and he is smart, and it sounded like he could really fucking go there.
Yeah,
but he didn't, and he held his composure. And after, like, he gave out an award, you just see this look on his face, like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, nobody got up there, like, security, like, nobody did anything about it. Like, he just went back to his seat. Are you kidding me? Like, he looked dumbfounded to me. So I don't know. The whole thing was just freaking weird. But then he gets up and he gets his freaking award and everybody's clapping like, you did not make the most awkward scene in television history, and you just assaulted somebody on camera, like in front of millions of people. Yeah. And where's your repercussion?
Yeah.
So are we getting special treatment because we can't like have a black person be in trouble? Like, I know that sounds bad, but I don't know. I'm sorry. If a white actor got up there and did that, it would be, oh my God. It would be a complete shit show.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you? He's such a violent person. And this is just like, well, you know, he talked about his wife. Like,
it was so stupid.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that was acceptable in our society today. I thought it was the opposite. Like, you can't touch anybody anymore or else you go to jail.
Well, and like what I said on social media is everybody is offended by something.
Oh yeah.
So, but don't listen to comedy. Don't have somebody who's a comedian stand up there and do shit. That's what's funny about a comedian is when a guy makes fun of the wives, and when a white guy makes fun of a black guy, and a black guy imitates an Asian guy, and like men imitate women and vice
versa.
People
pay for it.
It's just, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I just don't. And someone's like, well, what if she had cancer? What if she was missing a leg? I'm like, so what if she was?
Yeah.
What if she was?
Yeah.
I just don't.
I don't know.
I am not offended. Yeah. I have true alopecia. I'm not offended.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing all, like, oh my God, what are we teaching our kids? I'm like, what are we teaching our kids? That it's okay, you go punch someone in the face or bitch slap someone in the face?
And you can still go claim your award and there's no consequences.
So someone says something that you don't like, you go slap them across the face and then you're fine?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't. So what are we teaching our kids then?
Yeah.
It goes both ways. It's just so fucking stupid. The whole thing irritated me.
Yeah. I know. I agree.
Yeah.
I concur.
That's how I feel about it.
Damn it.
Take it and shove it. They're all acting, whether it was staged or not. It's so fucking stupid. It deserves zero publicity.
Yeah.
Get over it. Let's move on.
I wonder how long it's going to... Excuse me. I wonder how long it's going to play out. Like, how... You know, oh, I think it was one of his sons was like, went to Twitter and said, that's how we do, or whatever.
Of course.
Right. Right.
That's how you do. You grew up in Hollywood, sweetheart. You're like a tiny little stick.
Yeah.
And you're questionable.
That's how we do. We turn a blind eye when our mom goes and sleeps with a younger man.
Our friend.
Like, that's totally fine. But, you know, if somebody does a G.I. Jane joke, then you're just going to get bitch slapped. And that's just how we do.
Yeah. So when the real, like, people from the hood come out, that's how you're going to do it?
Yeah.
I don't think so, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, we used to call Will Smith the bubblegum rapper.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
He never cussed. He was very proud of that. I don't cuss in my rap. But
he was never truly considered a rapper.
No. Like,
nobody took him seriously.
No.
Him and DJ Jeffy Jeffer.
Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff, yeah. Yeah, it was a joke, really. Yeah.
No.
I mean, could you imagine if you're him as a rapper or a so-called rapper and your wife was with Pac? Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, I think he should just be eternally embarrassed.
Yeah. And that's what I said too. I am embarrassed.
Yeah.
And he said that later. He apologized. I should have. I'm like, fuck off. Your PR team told you to do that. Yeah. There's zero
genuine.
He
didn't apologize to Chris. He apologized to the Academy and whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if Pac is rolling around in his grave like, oh, that's how we do? Oh, you're
fucking bubble ass. I don't know. I still think he's alive somewhere.
I believe.
I love that.
I believe.
I love
it. I could never accept it.
I love it. Okay. Onwards and upwards.
Anyways,
we are over that.
We're so over it. What else were we going to talk about? I think we can talk about, like... so I was talking to Monica, who I trained with this morning, and she's like, everybody was sending me happy birthday texts and messages, and I'm just, like, copying and pasting, thanks. She's like, with, like, little hearts. And she said, I realized Alan sent me a happy birthday, and I said thanks with like heart. She's like, I'm so embarrassed, and she's like, then I was gonna type back, but she's like, then I felt like it was gonna make it worse, and I was dying because I was like, I have totally fucking done that. So, do you have a text that you remember, like that she didn't text? It was like through Instagram,
yeah.
That like an embarrassing text that you ever sent out?
Not that like comes to mind. I'm pretty sure that I've texted the wrong I remember. It wasn't a text. It was actually, this is back in the day, early 2000s, when I had my phone with the long cord in my bedroom.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
that you had to like place down right to actually hang up. And so I had a girlfriend over for a sleepover, and I was on the phone with my other friend, and I don't know, she had pissed me off or something. And so when I got off the phone, I thought I slammed the phone down, but it was still on. And then I proceed to just completely tear her apart to my friend, right?
Oh,
just
my God.
Totally just talking all sorts of smack. And then you can all of a sudden hear in the background, like a faint voice, like, I can hear you. And I look at my friend and I just turn cold because I was like 16, right? And so like I just went cold, like, oh my God. And I pick it up and I listen, and she's like, are you there? I can hear you. And I just slammed the phone back down. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Oh no, I remember what she said. She said, make sure the phone is clicked off before you start talking shit about your friends. So that was the worst.
That would be like nowadays, like sending a text
to the wrong person
about
you.
Fucking mortified. Do you remember, God, who used to use that? What magazine used to use that? Oh my, was it 17? And you would read like all the stories about like the most embarrassing things. Did you ever read those? And they always mortified.
Yes, it was like Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Yes, I loved those stories.
What the hell was it called? But I just remember, like, oh my God, I went to the lake with my friends and my tampon strip was hanging out. I was so mortified.
Oh my God, I loved those. I used to read those all the time.
Yeah, they were good.
I can't think of like a text though. I I know that I've had regrets in terms of like when I've sent something that maybe I shouldn't have, like responded when I should have just kept silent, you know, but nothing like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
I just, so I can only remember like recent things that happened, but my VP, my old VP had messaged me on Instagram, not Instagram, LinkedIn, and I was looking at it through my phone, and he had asked me about something about a position and if I knew anybody, blah, 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 and then how work was going. So I answered him, and then I sent it, and he didn't respond back for like a little while, and I look at it, and instead of a smiley face, I sent like a winky face.
Oh my God.
You may as well so just be like,
sure, big fella.
I'm like, no. So I messaged him back and I was like, dude, I am so sorry. That was not supposed to be a winky face. It was supposed to be like smiley face.
Yeah.
And I love my emojis. Like I love, you know, I'm just kind of emoji crazy sometimes, but
oh my God, I've definitely sent the wrong emojis. Like, oh wait, sorry. Hold on. What? No.
Or like if it autocorrects, like dick instead of duck or whatever.
Oh, like, sorry. I will say the most like embarrassing thing for me now, just like with work or even just with my friends, like I will dictate a lot and it will come across like a 5-year-old wrote it and it doesn't look like clear English. And it's like, instead of, you know, take a left by the bike, you know, across the street, it'll be like, take that bitch to the deck. I mean, it's just awful. It's like, that's not what I meant. I'm so sorry. I'm dictating. Like, it's just awful.
It's awful.
Yeah. So that's why I don't do that.
Yeah. I always send, like, the voice one.
Well, remember when I tried to...
Hold on.
I was trying to do the voice text where you can hear you talking and you send that as a text, but you can hear, oh yeah, I totally get it, period. So what do you want to do then? Question mark. And that's what goes through. And they're like, Katie, that's not how it works.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Whoops, shit, this is why I don't do this.
Oh my God. I hate when like I'm on a roll and I'm telling a story and then my screen blacks out and then I start all fucking over.
Yes, okay, so that happens to you too.
Yeah.
And then I...
Or like I'll be talking and it'll turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, like, everything...
No! I just spoke for 2 minutes!
And then the next one's like, yeah, totally get it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Left a long message.
Over
it. It didn't work out, but I tried.
So sad, too bad. Bye.
Oh, my God.
So, I have to read this to you. So, Eric sent me a message.
Oh, no. Right now?
Yeah, so the guy, our contractor, sent him... I am sorry for blowing up at you and responding in such an unprofessional manner. There is no excuse. Melissa will coordinate with you to get your project across the finish line. That's what he sent. Okay, so now I'll just...
So that's a little, like a whole PR thing.
Yeah, for sure. So that, you know, if you get a lawyer, that he can say that he apologized.
Yeah, that doesn't do jack shit.
So before I left to come here... We're doing a pool. It's taken a year. We have a terrible contractor. He's just an awful person, just through and through. And he's just
very bad character.
Oh, he's let us down on like literally every line item on our project. And as well as our neighbor, they're also out a year and they have more issues than us. But anyway, so this morning, my husband hadn't heard from him from text messages for 3 days. He kept sending him a bunch of to-do list items that we have to wrap up because we are hosting prom. So we want to have our jets working for the spa. We have leaks we need fixed. We just have like 10 things that just come on, man, just finish up. So Eric finally calls him because he won't respond. He picks up. And Eric's going over the to-do list items, and he goes, "Just shut the fuck up." And Eric's like, "What?" He goes, "Just shut the fuck up. You and your bitch-ass wife are such whiny bitches. I'm sick of your fucking shit." This is a guy, this is a businessman.
I'm just so floored that you would even talk to your customer like that.
Well, and he hasn't gotten to the point where he used profanity before, but he's been just an asshole the entire project.
Like, shoddy work, constantly lying,
constant
delays.
All the blame, and anyway, so he went off, and then Eric... and then he threatened, he's like, "Do you want me to come over there?" And Eric's like, "Yeah, I do want you to come over." And he said, "Well, that wouldn't be very good for you." And Eric's like threatening, you know, like, "Oh, if I come over, I'm going to beat your ass," type of a thing. And Eric
does that.
I didn't know. This guy does.
Oh!
And so Eric's like, first of all, I am not scared of you. So he's like, It was just bad. The whole exchange was bad. And then the guy was giving more profanities. And then his wife got on the phone. And they were at a job site together. They worked together. And she's like, "Eric, this is Melissa. I took the phone from Devin. And he's not on the phone anymore." And Eric's like, "I'm going to fucking blast you guys on social media. It has been a year. Like, we need to finish up our project. I'm not going to have him talking to me like that. The lack of professionalism across the board on this entire project is just so bad. Nobody." Oh, he did say, because I was outside when he was saying this. He's like, "In all my years in sales, I have never heard anybody speak to their customer the way that he just spoke to me. He's never allowed back on my property. I will not be working with him the remainder of our project. I will only be working with you to finish this up." And, so what I just read, that bullshit apology that he just sent, like, just so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's like constant issues with this dude, and then you send an apology like, "That's going to fix it." Sorry, yeah. That doesn't fix it. You're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
And your work is horrible, and it's not just you guys, it's... You know of only one other person right now. I'm sure there's a ton of other people. My God,
so bad. And so our neighbor that has been struggling with him this whole last year as well, a couple months ago, when he'll always give like a sob story about like why something isn't happening, because something terrible in his life just happened, and you know, like, he wants you to feel sorry for him. We eventually had to tell him, like, "Look, we're not going to talk about any of your personal stuff. Like, we just want to talk about our project. We're not going to go there." Like, we had to have that conversation with him.
Like, why do you have to have that conversation with somebody?
Yeah, you're in a business transaction. Like, there's no reason. I'm not going to tell you my dog died. Like, that's not relevant to this project. So, anyways, a couple months back... He said that, or he wasn't, you know, they didn't pull permits for her structure. That's what it was. So they had to tear a bunch of the structure down and restart, okay, because it was red tagged. It wouldn't get approved. So she's, like, trying to hold him to the fire, like, "The hell's going on? Like, this is not okay." And he sits down and, he tells her that she is not a good Christian woman and nobody should go to her for any sort of advice. Now, she's very big in, like, with her church, and, you know, she helps a lot of people and, like, kids, and she's a wonderful person. She's incredibly intelligent. And I've told her that she needs to run for some sort of office.
Yeah.
She's brilliant. And she's very polished in the way that she speaks. So the fact that he had the audacity to say that she was a terrible Christian woman and like all this stuff, she goes, you know, you were at my house a week ago for an hour in my backyard sobbing about how you thought about killing yourself and your marriage falling apart and all of this stuff. And I was there. And instead of like, hey, you need to finish up my project, like I have all of these grievances with you, like instead of you apologizing and you telling me how you're going to fix it, I put myself to the side and I was there for you, even though I'm not your friend, but I acted as your friend. And now you, because I'm asking you to finish up my project, you have the audacity to come at me and tell me that I'm not a good Christian woman.
Yeah.
She goes, you are a coward. And oh man, he got so upset. So he didn't want to talk to her for a long time. And like, he only wanted to talk to her husband. And she's like, no. The husband's like, yeah, my wife did call you a coward because you're acting like a coward.
Yeah.
And then dealing with, you know,
truth sucks sometimes.
Yeah. And then his wife got upset. She's like, well, he doesn't want to talk to you because you called him a coward. She's like, he is the epitome of what a coward is. He cannot answer for himself.
And the fact that he's acting like this is even worse.
Yeah, he can't speak to me because why? I called him on something and I wanted him to answer, you know, for what he's done. And he called me like a bad Christian woman. Like, I called him exactly how I saw it, you know? So anyways, this is the type of man that we're working with. And it's been a fucking nightmare. Like, I never want to build a pool ever again because of this guy. He gives all of, you know, what people will say about local contractors, like, he is the epitome of all of that.
Yeah.
It's been a nightmare.
Well, and we talked about this on the way over. My mom's dealing with the same thing in Southern California and then in Northern Idaho. I mean, they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere.
But what you were saying is that guy walked away with a lot of money.
She is one of many.
So explain it. So she gave him... So
they gave him... I don't know what they gave him up front, but they're out like $130,000.
Oh, my God.
And he did... So it's in Orange County.
Thinking about that.
Which is Orange County, California, on the beach.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful homes. And these other people are out like $500 million, maybe even more, with wide open homes that are unfinished. They can't move in because half their house is torn apart and wide open.
Hold on. So he just took their money and demoed and walked away?
He didn't walk away. He got fired because he's doing shoddy work.
Oh, my God.
And same thing. He's running out of money. So it's like what they all do. They use money from another project.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine if you know how to manage your money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tried it. My mom's builder here. Mm-hmm. He has been exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
He's just been, like, a very honest man and very easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And
he communicates?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's not constantly, like, bumping up the prices out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's been, like, honestly a blessing to work with.
Thank God.
And, So, I keep thinking, like, what can I do for him at the end of this? Because it's like they're a diamond in the rough.
Oh, my God.
It's so sad.
It's
and you
a
don't
nightmare.
Know that when you're going into it.
No, you take people from their word and, like, other people saying, like, oh, yeah, this guy's great. And you're like, okay, let's pull the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, I've never wanted to like physically harm somebody so much in my life. But like literally 7 months ago, I had to walk away because I haven't been able, Eric did not want me to interact with him anymore because I was on the edge of absolutely losing my mind.
And rightfully so.
At him. I was having all my family, you know, up for Thanksgiving, and like we wanted to have this done. The spa was not done. There was no water in it. It was just all of it. And he promised that it would be done by the end of the summer. Then during my son's senior year of football, when we wanted to host for, you know, the guys after the games, like the hot tub, it's freaking freezing out. Like, we wanted to be able to utilize that and have the boys over. It was not done. Then, so we told them, okay, by Thanksgiving, like, this is a big year for us. We're going to have family here. It needs to be done by Thanksgiving. Was it done by Thanksgiving? No. Now, we have prom. Senior year of prom. It needs to fucking be done.
Yeah.
And this is the shit he's pulling us. Shut the fuck up, you and your bitch-ass wife. Like, oh my God. It's like, you're just whining about every fucking thing. And it's like, no, we're saying, hey,
this was done wrong.
It's been a fucking year. You've ruined so many important events for us because you can't get your shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple of delays from materials, but everything else has been strictly on him.
And shoddy were.
Yeah.
And so, like the LED lights.
Oh my God. You guys. Okay. So not only did they make our spa too tall.
We'll wrap this up after this.
Yeah. They made it too tall. And so I'm like, look, I'm 5'4". I can't step into my spa. There has to be at least two steps going up to these things. Like, we're all going to, people are going to be drinking. This is a liability issue. So it was a whole thing to get stairs in. But then I'm like, if we have stairs, you have to have lighting. And so we said we would put the lighting, and we agreed on 9 landscaping lights underneath the stairs so you could see yourself walking up and there wouldn't be issues, especially when you're drinking. Like, it's a freaking liability.
Yeah.
And this is a 15-person spa. Like, it's a big spa.
Yeah.
So,
I'm so excited for it when it's done.
Me too. So he tried these other landscaping lights for the last like 8 months, and then electricians would come out and look at the job, and then all of a sudden they wouldn't show up anymore. They didn't want to work on the project. Well, probably because of how he did it. I'm pretty sure it's just shoddy. So he says, Katie's not going to like the last ones that I got, even though I hadn't even talked to him. Okay. Haven't talked to him. So he made his own decision to bring in the LED strip lights. You guys, I cannot make this shit up. The LED strip lights that your teenager or maybe like tweenager puts in their bedroom, like to line their ceiling or whatever, to give their different colors of LEDs. He put those on our stairs, like the strips, like the little adhesive strips.
I mean, this is Idaho. It snows. Yeah. It rains.
It's hot as shit. Like, and my lip just touched the microphone.
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so all of that and LED strip lights. So, again, that was part of the to-do list. Like, hey, our neighbor is actually, he owns his own landscaping company. We had him come over the other night, and he's like, yeah, you don't use these. He's like, this is this other product. This is what I would do. If you need help, let me know. And so that was part of the punch list items that Eric was going over, and our contractor just couldn't fucking take it.
I mean, if you do the job right, you don't have those issues.
Yeah.
Do it right the first time, and then it's just that simple.
Yeah. So,
I just, like, how do these people not, like, they just lack integrity, and so sad. I don't understand what the fuck happened. Like, where along the way did you lose that?
Yeah. Well, and anybody that speaks to their clients like that, I mean, so unstable. But the thing that we were just talking to, our friend that's going through stuff with this guy also, she's like, well, aren't you scared that he's going to, like, hurt you? And I'm like, well, not really. And she goes, you know, people that are unstable and people that, you know, talk about killing themselves, they're actually the most dangerous, you know, because you don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. And they don't really have regard for their life and probably your life. And, I mean, that's just crazy. I don't know. I've never dealt with anybody like this. I've never dealt with an adult. I'll say that. Never dealt with an adult in a professional arena that would act like this, that would speak like this. And over the series of an entire year, completely be unprofessional, like on a whole other level. I've just never. It's crazy. So make sure if you're going to have anybody work, and because of what I do for a living, when I'm talking with my clients and they're looking for a contractor, if they're going to do like cabinets or anything, any type of work, I tell them get at least 3 different quotes. And when you go with somebody that you like, make sure that you ask for the referrals and that you actually check in with those people. Make sure that they're not just family members that are saying, oh yeah, Chuck's really great, you know? I mean, you need to see the work. You need to see photos. You need to hear client experience, because, I mean, this shit is like, it is so stressful. It was like another job this whole time, you know? We basically had to be our own project manager. Like, is this done? Okay, when are you ordering this? Are you doing this? Like, what's happening with this? Why isn't this going on? Like,
that is just crazy to me.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. So that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has time for that shit.
Mm-mm. Ain't nobody got time for that. Sweet sugar brown.
I mean, on that note, I think we should just put a little bow on this one.
So there you go.
Going out strong. Just, you know, vet out your contractors, get multiple quotes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Katie said, because there's a lot of shady motherfuckers in this world.
Yeah, and in Idaho, they only have to pay like $30, $40 for their contractor's license. Mm-hmm. So there's no like background to make sure they're qualified.
Yeah.
So you make sure people are licensed and insured, and you definitely need to check in with their previous, you know, clients, because people just don't care. There's just a different level of like human being now that they're totally okay with taking advantage of other people, and having like exceptional work is just not, it's a rarity. Because
everybody turns around and plays the victim. Like, I was so stressed out that I, you know, that you fucked all these people over, took their money, did some really shitty work.
Mm-hmm.
And took advantage of people. I'm sorry, but at no point is that ever okay. So, but it's like the society, we are okaying that. We're enabling everybody. It's okay. Yep. It's okay.
Yeah. Here's your award.
Oh my gosh.
Here's your award. You can slap somebody. So here's your award.
Exactly.
You can be a dickhead.
Exactly.
We'll still give you the prize at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was great, guys. Yeah. We'll make you laugh next week.
Sometimes you need a little vent sesh.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's been real.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it. All right. Time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah. Come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. You have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.